Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Thank you as always for your questions for Ask Amy Anything. We do have a video version on our YouTube channel just posted a couple days ago. Man, lots of you have already found it. And I appreciate the comments and the reaction. It is wedding specific. The title is Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle, Part 1. We've just been reviewing Part 2. I actually think I like Part 2 better than Part 1. Part 2 is reserved exclusively for your FAQs, your frequently asked wedding questions. And producer Jay tells me he's received each of the questions. There are four of them, correct? He's received each of the FAQs at least several hundred times.
Yes.
Sorry, Jay. No, I appreciate that you care so much about my personal life. I really do. I have to draw a line somewhere. There is some information I'm not willing to share either now or ever, but you'll find the stipulations in the video. So Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle. It's the only Ask Amy edition we've ever needed two parts for. We ran out of recording time on the first part. So part one is up. Big smile on my face. That's how you'll know it. And then part two will be posted before the next time we take the airwaves here after Hours with Amy Lawrence. That's the name of our YouTube channel, of course. Lots of new subscribers, which is cool. And then also on our Facebook page named after the show and our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, I do always go back and answer as many of your Ask Amy questions as I can do quickly. So I'll spend some time with that on Wednesday. It's Wednesday. And we also see that you have crowned a new champion for After Hours Touchdown of the Week. The big reveal is coming up a little bit later this hour. On my Twitter, A-Law Radio, you can also find the links to our podcasts and our various interviews that we do. Just had a unique guest last hour, a college football player who has developed a piece of equipment. It's almost like a headpiece. It's a headgear, but it's got a unique reaction to impact where it becomes almost a hardened shell, according to Carter Hogg, who's now wearing it at Johns Hopkins and is trying to promote and get the word out so that other colleges, other athletes, other even professional sports leagues will attempt to use or will try to incorporate this new piece of equipment that's designed to prevent concussions by the way that it absorbs impact. So go back and check out that interview. We'll put up the link to the podcast right after the show and then later in the day on Wednesday. I always do share the audio link for our guests specifically. Lots to find on both Twitter and Facebook, as well as on our YouTube channel. That's one of the ways that we stay connected to you. We have a lot to get to this hour. I realized that earlier when I was intending to talk about football, what do? We joked about the Cardinals not having a Josh Dobbs jersey in their own team store. And then we talked about the ridiculous numbers from the Swifties who made Chiefs and Bears, not a competitive game in any way, shape, or form. Chiefs and Bears was the most watched NFL game of week three, Sunday, really on any network, but on Sunday, 24 million viewers.
Build the beast.
Tuning in. And here's the crazy part. Not that it's crazy that 24 plus million of us would be watching football. That's not a surprise. That's kind of tepid compared to some of the numbers we see during impactful games or playoff games. the game itself was also a major spike among teenage girls, 12 to 17, of course, and then 18 to 34 and 18 to 49. So a lot of extra girls and women were tuned into the Chiefs trying to figure out who the heck is Travis Kelce, where do the Chiefs play, and why is Taylor my hero in a suite next to someone else's mom? And then the video got out there of her leaving the stadium with Travis Kelce, and now it's gone viral. Hundreds of millions of views for Jared Payton, who is famous for a different reason, or is renowned for a different reason. Yeah, it's like we're in the Twilight Zone right now. It's Taylor Swift's Twilight Zone. That's where we are. So I spent a lot of my actual football time talking about that because it kind of blows me away.
That's a good tour name.
Taylor's Twilight Zone.
Taylor Swift's Twilight Zone. Like not Taylor's version. The next iteration of the Eras Tour.
Yeah. So we will have a little bit of update on a couple of the storylines, specifically quarterback storylines, as we head into week number four, which starts tomorrow evening. What? But a little more focus on baseball and also golf this hour. Why? Because Jay and I love when it gets spicy between the PGA and the LIV peeps. If you haven't heard my theory about this merger, I'm using my air quotations. Yeah, you're going to want to stay tuned. It's definitely not calm waters and smooth sailing moving forward. There's still a lot of snap, crackle, pop, if you will.
Hit LIV.
Rory McIlroy refuses to back down.
Like I hit it.
If you hear a rumbling, that's not actually Rory and Bryson breaking it down. That's my stomach. Just, I don't know what it is about working overnight. Jay's stomach is growling too. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it just started actually.
So like, what's that? When you have, sympathy pains. It's like sympathy growling.
Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't really thinking about it. Since you just brought it up, I'm like, ow. Yeah.
Oh, heavens. It's too bad that I didn't bring the leftover pizza for you. I meant to, somehow it ended up in my freezer instead.
Yeah.
All right, fine. So baseball in the spotlight because it's the final week of the regular season. This time next week, we'll be talking about wild cards, which is nutty. But yeah, still plenty of diamond drama, including those wacky Phillies.
Bouncer back toward the middle, leaking into center field, a base hit. Pache's coming home. The throw to the plate, not in time. The Phillies are going back to the postseason. The rookie Johan Rojas with an RBI single here in the bottom of the 10th inning. They win it 3-2. Back-to-back appearances in the postseason.
Scott Fransky on Phillies Radio. They clinched the top wild card in the National League. There are still five teams, I believe, alive for the other two wild cards. We'll talk about that coming up. But Rob Thompson, who engineered their run to the World Series last fall, has got them, I guess, right where he wants them, back as a wild card as opposed to winning the NL East.
What an unbelievable team we have. And this is just the start. This team is built for where we're going. To get there is the tough part. Now we got to finish this thing off. I'm so proud of you guys. You guys have overcome a lot of things. This is the most resilient team I've ever been around, and that plays big in the playoff. Okay. Get your rest. Come in late tomorrow. Party hard tonight. The last thing, JT, how many more playoffs?
We got 13 wins!
Wondered, and I'm not seeing the video. I'm going to have to go back and watch it. But you hear this this kind of cracking, the snapping in the background. JT Realmuto apparently chewed through the plastic or used his teeth to open up the plastic that was securing a box of cigars. So it had a plastic protection on or a plastic seal on it, and he chewed through it, used his teeth to chew through it and open up the box of cigars. I mean, I feel like you can hear the snapping of JT's teeth on this plastic seal. Anyway, it wasn't just cigars that they were using to celebrate their second consecutive wild card appearance. Nah, Garrett Stubbs, he just admits it's, well, there's some other substances in there.
This locker room is going to smell terrible for the next 6 weeks. Love it.
Oh my gosh.
Love it.
It's going to smell like Mardi Gras in the French Quarter after the fact. Ugh. There's nothing worse than stale alcohol. There is nothing worse than that smell.
I mean, a MLB locker room probably smells pretty bad anyway, I would imagine.
They're going to have to shampoo everything.
Ugh. How much worse can it be? Like, what's going on in there?
Well, I'm sure they have cleaned every day after the players and the coaches vacate. So they obviously have people who come in and clean it. But it's different when the carpets, and even if they cover it with tarps, have been saturated by alcohol. Oh, no, it just stinks. It smells. Once it gets stale and warm, come on, there's nothing worse. It's a little bit like a baseball or a football stadium after the people have gone and you know, you have spilled alcohol, spilled beer. It just smells raunchy.
Just basking in it.
Ugh. No, but Garrett is very excited because that's a reminder every time they walk into their clubhouse.
This locker room is going to smell terrible.
That's not the only place that there was a celebration going on. NBC Sports Philadelphia, by the way, for the Rob Thomson speech to his locker room. When the Cubs lost to the Braves, dramatic fashion there as well, the Milwaukee Brewers locked up the NL Central for the third time in 6 years. Even though the Brewers lost to the Cardinals, Craig Counsell, he'll admit that was the best L of his career.
That's very fair to say. That's fair to say. Things changed really fast today.
Christian Yelich, he's a veteran. These Brewers have been in this position before. It's tough to win a division. They've had a lot of competition. Think about the Pirates, how they were on top of that division for a while at the beginning of the season. Obviously, the Reds have put on a major show all year with a real young roster. We know the Cubs are still alive. Actually, the Reds are still alive, too. So, yeah, it's been a really... As much as people have said the two Central divisions stink, and maybe that's because the winner at the top isn't going to have the same number of wins as, say, the Braves or the Dodgers or the Rays or the Orioles or even the winner of the AL West, but it's been competitive. These teams have pushed each other, so you can't take this for granted.
You got to play well as a team for a really long time, and it's a six-month season, and there's a lot of ups, a lot of downs. There's a lot of good times. There's a lot of times where you're grinding as a team, and you just got to stay together, and we had a lot of really good players. Counts put us in positions to succeed all year, and it paid off in the end. You know, we obviously would have probably rather clinch with a win, but you won't complain, and you'll take it any way you can, and anytime you can win a division, it's really special.
So Christian Yelich and the Brewers, winners of the Central for the third time in 6 years. He calls them Counts. Counts has put us in position to succeed. Yeah, the playoff picture is coming together, but still a lot on the line. Not just for the National League wild card, which at this point, Phillies have the top spot. Diamondbacks are holding on to the second spot, but they only have a game lead on the Cubs, who have a game lead on the Marlins. Right now, Marlins are on the outside looking in. The Reds are only a game and a half out, and still the Padres are hanging in there. Now, weirdly enough, you may have noticed the Padres and the Giants have the same record, but Giants have been eliminated. Padres have not. Something to do with tiebreakers. But Padres are hanging on the cusp now, right? They're about to be eliminated if they don't continue winning, though they have won 8 of their last 10, which is why they're even remotely in the conversation. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. The Diamondbacks holding off the field right now because they had 15 runs on 12 hits against Chicago. Meanwhile, you still have the AL West that's wildly up for grabs. The three teams there, Rangers, Astros, Mariners, all separated by 3 games. We still have wild cards that are available in the American League. 2 of them, though either Tampa or Baltimore, will occupy the top spot there. So the top wild cards in each league have been accounted for. Right now it's Blue Jays and Astros who are still... Well, still, Blue Jays and Astros who are the 2 and 3 spots in the AL wild card standings, but the Mariners are only a half game out. And here we are. We're talking about, the last 4 or 5 games of the season for each of these teams. So there is a lot yet to be decided. It's It's fun. It's exciting. It's why Major League Baseball expanded the playoff bracket to include the wild cards, extra wild cards, because they wanted it this way. They wanted more teams to be involved down to the very last second. So it's a big deal. It's also a bummer, though, because you got fan bases are hanging on and teams that are giving it every last ounce of energy, pouring all they can into it. It never is about the last week. It isn't. They have 162 games to determine their October fate, but it feels like every hit, every out, every error. There's a reason why Seiya Suzuki is trending on this Wednesday morning. He made a costly error in the Cubs-Braves game. And so people will focus on that, the fact that in the eighth inning, he loses a ball in the lights. It drops behind him. He was even calling off Cody Bellinger, right? So Cody was in center field for the Cubs. Generally, the center fielder is the one who calls everybody else off. Center fielder is the one who's supposed to take charge, kind of the captain of the outfield. Most fly balls that are left center or right center, generally, it's his job to get to them, or he has first dibs, if you will. So Suzuki calls him off. Loses the ball in the lights. It goes bouncing behind him. It's a two-run error, and people will focus on that. And yeah, it's painful. It's a painful error. He wouldn't make excuses after the game. But the Cubs had a 6-0 lead in the sixth inning and blew it. So it's not just on Suzuki. But it's that time of the year where all of these moments are magnified on the diamond, and the playoff positions, they're fewer and fewer, right? They're dwindling. The opportunities are dwindling. And so this incredible sense of urgency. Terry Francona, by the way, he's still with the Guardians for a couple more games. So he's retiring. He's admitted it now at the end of the season. And it's smart for him. I did a CBS Sports Minute about Terry Francona because I love Tito. I've loved him since I had a chance to cover the Red Sox when he was the manager in Boston. I am so in awe of what he has given to the game of baseball. He's a lifer. It's his first love. It will always be his first love, with apologies to his family, to, you know, his ex-wife, to his children. I know he loves the family members in his life, but baseball is his first love. Going back to when his dad was in the majors and he was hanging around clubhouses, it's taken a toll on him. The heart, soul, blood, sweat, and tears that he has poured into it for decades as a player first and then as a manager. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's got a lot of health challenges that he's dealt with that he needs to deal with. It's time for him to be well, physically, mentally. I hope we see him back on TV. I love his wisdom. His sense of humor, he's fantastic. He might be the Dan Campbell without the biting of kneecaps. He might be the Dan Campbell of Major League Baseball. His unique sense of humor, his perspective and how he looks at things. And he's so self-deprecating. He does not take himself too seriously, even though he's a three-time manager of the year. He's the winningest manager in Cleveland franchise history. He's got two World Series rings. No, he still makes fun of himself.
When you're my age, you're just trying to help.
I just love Terry, but I want him to get healthy. Anyway, he was with the Guardians, of course, last night, and he was asked about Brooks Robinson, the former third baseman for the Orioles, who actually spent his entire career with that one franchise, and he passed away, the Hall of Famer, on Tuesday.
That was my dad's first roommate.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale. with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
You did it. Along with millions of people who prioritized their health and got vaccinated against COVID-19 to help protect against severe illness and hospitalization too. Now let's keep it up.
Keep it up.
With this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. According to the CDC, you can get a COVID shot at the same visit as your flu shot if you're due for both. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more and schedule on the CDC's vaccines.gov.
Keep it up.
Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
And I believe it wasn't just in Baltimore. I think it was in Havana, too. They played winter ball together. So I had heard stories growing up. And so kind of baseball royalty.
Definitely that. The Orioles obviously being asked about it as they were playing on Tuesday, including manager Brandon Hyde, who shares the impact that Brooks Robinson had on the 2023 club.
Watched us a lot, and he knew. Last year when he came, he knew all of our players. He watched every night. He was really happy with how our team was playing. And he enjoyed watching us.
Mm. And here is this team. And I'm glad that he had a chance to see what the Orioles are doing and how the project, the process has come together. So definitely will be missed and certainly cast a large shadow over the Orioles and that franchise and baseball fans for decades. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page too, I just got this tweet from Jay. Why is the Kelce Swift news a story? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because she's a cultural phenomenon, because she's a cultural icon, because...
Mixed with the NFL.
Yeah, because she, along with the National Football League, it's like planets colliding.
Arguably the two biggest things in the United States.
Two of the biggest cultural phenomena in the United States. Yeah, we love our football, and clearly we love our music and our entertainers, and right now Taylor Swift is the biggest entertainer on the planet, not just in the United States, actually. But it's really funny to think about 12 to 17-year-old girls watching football. I saw this post on Facebook, too, which I think is cute, so I wanted to read it, because I'm sure many of you can identify. Let's see. Maybe it was it on that post? Here it is. Yes, Ben. Listening to the show, to make a point, my 13-year-old daughter asked me who Travis Kelce is the other day. Are you kidding me, child? LOL, who is Taylor Swift? Now, I'm sure Ben is joking about that. If you have a 13-year-old daughter, you definitely have a knowledge of Taylor Swift. If you aren't hiding under a rock as an adult, you know Taylor Swift. But how cute that his 13-year-old daughter wanted to know from dad, who's Travis Kelce?
You know how many times that question was probably asked over the last 2 days?
Yes. And now all of a sudden you've got 13-year-old girls who want the Travis Kelce jersey. Heavens to Betsy. All right, coming up. Yes, in fact, the Jets have caved to peer pressure and have brought in a veteran QB. It's not who you think. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Firing for the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Touchdown.
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown.
One man to beat ten. He's gone.
They throw in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Made a guy miss. He's inside the five. He's to the 3-2-1. Touchdown. Feathers dumping into the end zone. Touchdown.
The people have spoken, and one score stands above the rest. Here is your TD of the week. The Miami Dolphins.
Berrios in motion. The pitch to A-Chain. Oh, off the left side. 40, 50. He's gone.
30. Nobody's going to catch the 18. Touchdown, Miami Dolphins.
Well, you want to see 18 speed at its best? What a day the rookie out of Texas A&M has had. He just outruns everybody. If you're wondering what a track meet looks like, you got a chance to see them all except Mr. Waddle today on just how fast this team is. He just runs past everybody.
70 points is crazy. Like, that's like, then all stats, like, that's like video game type stuff.
How about that? A double dip. He was doubly decorated by you. Devon Achan is what he prefers to be called. On Dolphins radio, not only was he your Monday MVP, but you also selected his fourth touchdown that put the Dolphins at 70 points as your TD of the week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks, as always, for voting. We do our Monday MVP and our TD of the week each of the first two shows following the NFL weekend, and then we also do our After Hours Game of the Week. I don't know that this is why I giggle. I don't know that there's going to be much competition this week for the game of the week. Jay, shall we review just for fun, just to see if there's any possible way that it's not Bills and Dolphins?
It's going to be tough.
Bills and Dolphins, by the way, is not a primetime game. It is early afternoon. It'll be 1 o'clock Eastern time, so 1 o'clock for both Buffalo and Miami, and it's on CBS, and if I don't have the game, I'm going to be ticked. I do think it's going to be a game that a lot of the Northeast will have. If they don't have another local game or another game in their market, the Jets, because we're in the New York City market, we're very often stuck with the Jets and the Giants. Sorry, Jay. The Jets play on Sunday. I bet the NFL would like to flex them out, except that it's the Chiefs, and the talk is whether or not Taylor Swift will be at MetLife Stadium on Sunday night. So the two New York teams play in prime time. So I'm thinking because there are no New York obligations, New York City obligations, that we'll get this game. Otherwise, sure, I'd have to be pilfering it somewhere else. But yes, we've got the Dolphins at the Bills. That's certainly an After Hours Game of the Week selection. What about Baltimore-Cleveland? Both those teams are 2-1 in the AFC North.
That's a good game.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that could definitely make the list.
No way for Kansas City and New York. That's a negative Ghost Rider.
Looking at Broncos-Bears.
Jay. Why are you
joke.
Being mean? That was a gut punch. That was a low blow.
I'm sorry. Well, you just made fun of my Giants. So
I didn't make fun of them. I just said that there have been years where we're stuck with these games. You know we're stuck with the games a lot of times when they're awful.
I'm stuck with them. They're horrible.
Yes. See? Not Seahawks and Giants. No, that's Monday Night
Bengals,
Football.
Bengals-Titans? Does that have any intrigue?
No, the Titans are terrible. The Bengals do have a banged-up quarterback, and they just are coming off their first win, but I don't think so. I would think...
Well, I think Lions-Packers...
Washington-Philadelphia?
They're okay.
Both... Well, Philly's 3-0. The Commanders are 2-1, and Sam Howell's got some redeeming to do.
Yeah, but after the last week, I'm watching that Eagles defense against Tampa. I don't know.
How about Patriots-Cowboys?
I saw
Chase
it.
Face.
I wanted to say that one. I don't know. I'm just not really sure what the Patriots are.
Tampa and New Orleans are both 2-1. They both are coming off losses.
I would like that game more if Derek Carr
Carr was playing. Yeah. Actually, let's hear from Chris Olave because even though Derek Carr is week to week right now, it's Jameis Winston who's practicing as the Saints QB1.
We know what he can do. We played with him last year. He can run the offense well also. So we're excited. Whoever's back there, we're just going to do everything we can to get open for whoever's back there.
Whoever's back there, we just give me the damn ball.
Doesn't matter.
Really, just throw the ball. Chuck and duck, baby. So I've asked you, I guess if we did the game of the week poll prior to Thursday Night Football, maybe we'd get some votes for Lions and Packers.
I think that would definitely be on there if that was in
the
Sunday slate.
They're also 2-1, both 2-1, and this is at Lambeau. Remember, the last time they played, it was Aaron Rodgers, and the Lions knocked the Packers out of the playoffs. So there's always a lot of spicy elements to this rivalry.
Bums.
Stop it. Why are you so rude all the time now when it comes? Anytime we talk about your former franchise, you show up with these snarky comments.
Okay.
All right, so in other words, no? Is that the answer? I think Baltimore-Cleveland will get some votes in the AFC North. And I think NFC East with the Commanders and the Eagles, maybe a few, a handful. Do we even bother putting in a fourth game?
The Cardinals, Niners, Raiders, Chargers, two division matchups. Are those, I don't know.
Steelers, Texans?
The Texans have been surprising. I think CJ Stroud's
legit. CJ Stroud's the best of the rookie quarterbacks so far.
I would agree.
We're not putting in the Swifty game. That's not happening.
Is Seahawks Giants enticing? be nice.
I mean, the Giants need a win, and they're hosting at MetLife on Monday night. Okay.
I mean, I'm just looking at the other
games. The Seahawks
games
are trying to keep pace with the Niners. The Niners play Arizona this weekend.
We did just see the Cardinals beat the Cowboys, and they looked okay in the first 2 weeks before they blew it in the second half. Uh-huh. So can they give a tough test to the 49ers?
Listen to us trying to sell it somehow.
We're trying hard.
We're trying. In other words, let's circle the plane. It's Miami at Buffalo, and then it's a bunch of other games. Okay.
Essentially.
We're with you there. No problem. And we'll do a big preview of that game as well as week four. I can't believe we're talking about week four already, and it's the last few days of September. I like how John Harbaugh puts it, though, since, yes, Baltimore and Cleveland is a big game this weekend. Just such wisdom and perspective from a guy who's been around forever.
You don't crown the champion in week three. They never have. And it's not going to happen this year either. So whatever you think about a team right now is fine. That's where it's at right now. It's all about where it goes from here, you know, and our guys understand that. And that's whether you win or lose. We're happy last week that we won, but we know we got to get better. You know, we're disappointed this week that we lost, but we know we got to get better.
No one crowns a champion in week three. That's what I say, different version of that. No team starts out the season ready to win a Super Bowl. And even if you are really dominant early on, like the Niners, well, there's going to be some adversity that comes your way, of course. And the Niners know that well. They're just hoping it doesn't impact their quarterback position. Speaking of quarterbacks, the Jets signed a new one. I thought it was Joe Flacco. So here's the funny thing. I woke up on Tuesday afternoon and I turn on, I don't know what, I can't remember what search engine I use. Oh, it's Internet Explorer. And so I turn on Internet Explorer and they give you all those headlines right away. And a lot of times, remember I told you I once opened a story about Brady and Bunchton and their divorce. Yes. And all of a sudden I was inundated by stories about Giselle. Thank God that stopped now. But anyway, because I look at a lot of football stories, I get football headlines. And the headline is always cryptic and clickbait.
Of course.
And it said, the Jets sign a... I kid you not. The Jets sign a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Oh, my.
A Super Bowl winner, I think is what they said. Right? And so I'm thinking Joe Flacco. Because that would make sense to me. Joe with the Jets last year?
He was, yeah.
Yeah. So he and actually started a couple of games last year. He had to.
Knocked me out Survivor Island.
Oh.
Thanks, Joe.
I'm thinking Joe Flacco. Are you kidding me with the Trevor Siemian?
That's a headline.
Horrible way to classify Trevor Siemian. And yes.
That bothers me.
Technically, he was on the team that won the Super Bowl. But stop it with that stuff. I mean, seriously, stop it. Anyway, so goofy stuff, but yeah, Trevor Siemian is the veteran quarterback who's now been signed by the New York Jets. Okay, are you happy now, Jets fans? You happy that they brought in a Super Bowl winner? Are you happy that they brought in a veteran quarterback?
The guy glows in the dark.
Right, wrong guy. Siemian is 31. He got released by the Bengals in the preseason, so now he's with Zach Wilson and Tim Boyle in the Jets quarterback room. And Robert Saleh, he's cackling. He can't stop laughing behind the double pane glass. What is going on with you right now?
Nothing.
You're not gonna say anything about it?
Just the way you read off the names of the quarterback room didn't inspire too much confidence in myself.
I'm sure you've heard by now that Colin Kaepernick and his camp wrote a letter to the Jets asking them to consider him. And he was very positive and optimistic about Zach Wilson, too. I thought he was really kind when he was referring to Zach, just saying, in a perfect world, Zach finds a stride, shows he's able to lead this championship caliber team that you've put together to the Super Bowl. Or for the Super Bowl, you put together to the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. But he says, I'd love to offer a risk-free contingency plan. That letter is out there. It was posted or shared by a rapper on social media. And yeah, so he threw his hat into the ring. You may or may not believe that Matt Ryan did the same thing. We know that Carson Wentz reached out to the Jets. Ultimately, they go with Trevor Siemian. He actually played for the Bears last year and started against the Jets, right? So there's that. All right. He lost out to Jake Browning for the Bengals' backup job. Raise your hand. Be honest. Nobody's looking at you. Just in the comfort of your own home or your vehicle or your workplace. Raise your hand if you knew that Jake Browning was the Bengals' backup quarterback.
The great Jake Browning.
Even this past week, with the questions about whether or not Joe Burrow would start, I never heard the name Jake Browning. Not the entire week.
I figured they would just sign someone like the day before to come in.
No, I knew Joe was going to play. If Patrick Mahomes goes out there on one ankle, Joe Burrow's going out there on one calf muscle. We knew that was going to be the case. Funny stuff. The Jets signed a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
That's ridiculous.
I knew it was Joe Flacco. I just knew it until it wasn't.
Made a little more sense.
But. Yeah, weirdly enough. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, there is a brand new Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle edition of Ask Amy Anything, the video version. All of your question asks. Funny when you reply to the video with questions that we answer in the video. We do get quite the laugh out of that one. This is only part one. We're working on part two.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle.
Nobody's picking the Colts to win the Super Bowl, so let's just go learn, right?
Well, this is always going to happen. Jim Irsay's calling all the shots there, and the honky-tonk man didn't draft this kid where they drafted this kid to have him look great in practice and look awesome running the scout team. You know what I mean? But yeah, let's play this Minshew cat or whatever on Sunday. Like, no way.
Listen and subscribe to In the Huddle, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
Will be posted before the end of day on Wednesday.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It's going to be a great week, and I'm looking forward to it. I feel like we got a really strong team, and it's going to be fun. We're going to have to play well though if we want to win, but I feel like the captains and everybody's got to set up in the right way to be successful.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We come out with a little bit of Dustin Johnson, who is relatively boring almost all the time that he speaks to the media. He says the most bland and uninformative comments, really. It's a lot like Bill Belichick without the disdain for the media. So Dustin Johnson just kind of sets it up. He's not nearly as spicy as some of the others from the LIV Tour or some of those from the PGA Tour who still hate LIV. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Ryder Cup is on the horizon. I knew it was this fall. I was getting ready for it. I knew it was coming up about the same time that we would be launching forward into baseball playoffs, but it had completely fallen off my radar. It's taking place in Italy, right near Rome, or is it in Rome? And it begins Friday morning, right before our show. So if you're on the East Coast, our show starts at 2 a.m. Eastern time, 11 o'clock Pacific, the night before. But they tee off right before our show goes on the air Friday. Well, Thursday night, Friday morning. Runs through Sunday. Just happens to be one of the busiest weekends of the year, but whatevs. Feel free, Ryder Cup. And it's one of those international events that we'll have the chance to see live, which is really cool. We're looking forward to that. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Mostly, though, we love the tension that crackles when these guys get together. And Zach Johnson, he did end up picking Brooks Koepka for the Ryder Cup team. He did. He had no choice. I'm not sure how you could have avoided putting Brooks on the team. When he is in a major event, or really a major tournament, he is absolutely at his best. He rises to the occasion. He's one of those guys that has the clutch gene, no doubt about it. He's battled through a ton of injuries. He's healthy now, and he's on the Ryder Cup team. That was a no-brainer as a captain's pick for Zach Johnson. But Zach was asked on Tuesday, kind of explained his point system. He said he was really looking at the top 25. Some of them were automatic. Some of them he had to choose and decide. And he said, without really saying it, that the way he kept track of was a point system that he put together, and it was based on how guys were doing in tournaments throughout the year. But he really wouldn't answer a question about whether or not there were other LIV golfers besides Koepka who were considered for the team. He was asked that, and he wouldn't answer. And it kind of leads itself or lends itself to this narrative that he, as a loyal member of the PGA, with a bunch of other loyal members of the PGA on the Ryder Cup roster, was only going to pick a LIV player if he absolutely couldn't avoid it. And whether or not that's true, Zach Johnson doesn't really want to get into that, but it's clear that that's the opinion of guys on the LIV Tour. And we know Bryson DeChambeau is the opposite of Dustin Johnson. Bryson DeChambeau is the opposite of Zach Johnson in that he will wade into any cesspool. He will wade into any fight. And even if there's no reason to fight, he will fight. Now, he's coming off, I think it's his second win on the LIV Tour. And he was asked, because reporters know, you ask Bryson DeChambeau, you tee him up, you put a little ball on a tee, and he will knock it out of the park. So he wanted an explanation from Zach Johnson about why he wasn't part of the Ryder Cup or why Zach chose the way that he did. Zach doesn't want to engage, but Bryson is more than willing to.
There's numerous people that I think Zach should have called out here, and we didn't get that. And I understand, I get it, but you know, we're nothing different. We're still competing. We're still working super hard to be the best we possibly can be. Brooks is obviously going to kill it for Team USA next week and excited for the team, but yeah, I mean, it definitely does sting a little bit. You know, you say what you want. We're still golfers. And I personally think that given the way I played this week, I could have definitely racked up some points for Team USA.
Now, here's where the controversy comes in. Justin Thomas, abysmal performance in 2023. He's had a terrible year. And he would be the first one to tell you. He's played horribly. And yet he's on the team. And Zach Johnson, Jordan Spieth, others have admitted it's because, Ricky Fowler, have admitted it's because they're buds. They hang out together. They call it team chemistry. That's what they call it. But it's not about ability. It's about the fact that they're chummy together, that they really get along well, and they've played together in the past. And I don't know if there's political pressure behind the scenes for Zach Johnson, because this is the core American group, right? Like, these are the popular kids on the PGA Tour or what? But Justin Thomas is hearing it. He's hearing a lot of hecklers. He's hearing from a lot of people that think he has no business representing the team and wearing the red, white, and blue.
Not to like the level of, you know, like harm at the Open Championship, but you know, I haven't had anything quite like that. I've had stuff that I've, in my head, when it's happened, I'm like, all right, you know, I'm really going to shove this in their face. And I almost get a little bit too personal, if you will.
Okay.
And it's there's a happy medium there. And you know, I think not everybody, you know, MJ's theory of playing mad or sometimes even making stories up to motivate you, you know, that everybody kind of does their own thing. But I've definitely had times where I felt like I had the whole scenario played out in my head and it was great getting my revenge. And then it generally didn't happen that way. So maybe I'm not quite that guy.
Justin Thomas on SiriusXM. A lot of controversy. And I'm telling you what, not that it would ever be JT's fault. If they lose the Ryder Cup or, you know, they fall short, it's not going to be him. But there will be questions, right? It's a team sport. There will be questions. As for Bryson DeChambeau, he's not going to let this go.
I don't know if he was, you know, back-ended or whatnot. I'm not up to make that discussion available. I have no idea what it was or how it was like or who made that decision. You know, it would have been nice for them to consider us more because we're pretty damn good out here.
He asked the same question that I do. Is this Zach Johnson? I almost called him Zach Wilson. Is this Zach Johnson's decision, or was this someone behind him who didn't want the LIV golfers? Yeah, my theory is the whole merger thing was just to get an influx of cash and get rid of the lawsuits, and the PGA does not really intend to merge with the LIV Tour, that was just bunk. It was just something they were selling to the Saudi Arabians so they could get the money and get the lawsuits dropped. We'll see whether or not it moves moving forward and how it plays out with the Ryder Cup. But I don't think that there's been any bridging of the Great Divide except for cash handed over.
Like I hit it.
We were just asked whether or not Taylor Swift is bigger than the NFL. Funny, because earlier in the year, we did a question, who's bigger, Messi or Taylor Swift? Jay, who was it?
Taylor Swift, 55%. Messi, 44%.
There's your answer. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.